Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Bali, Indonesia, parade along beaches displays the beauty of Falun Dafa. Stories of quitting the CCP at San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. Montevideo, Uruguay, primary school kids practice Falun Dafa daily. Japan, exposing the Chinese regime's crimes against Falun Gong. And Northeast India, may Falun Dafa continue to flourish and make the world a better place. Now for the stories.
Bali, Indonesia, parade along beaches displays the beauty of Falun Dafa. A parade featuring more than 1,200 Falun Dafa practitioners from 10 Asian countries marched along the beaches of Bali Island, Indonesia, on August 27, 2016, prior to the annual Asian Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference. The seemingly endless and spectacular procession amazed many locals and tourists who had the special opportunity to appreciate the beauty of Falun Dafa. 100 practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises at Petatenget Beach before the parade began. The Tiango Marching Band, composed of 150 Falun Dafa practitioners from Indonesia and Vietnam, led the parade, followed by practitioners holding banners, brightly colored flags, and a waist drum team. Local people and tourists were impressed by the peaceful exercise demonstration and the unusual and wonderful parade along the beaches. Some people were interested in the Falun Dafa exercises and asked how to learn. Several tourists said they had planned to learn Falun Dafa cultivation practice after they returned to their countries. Many people learned for the first time that more than 100 million people in over 100 countries practice Falun Dafa, and that the ancient practice has been brutally persecuted by the Chinese communist regime in China for 17 years. Many people signed petitions opposing the persecution and supporting the efforts to bringing the chief perpetrator, former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin, to justice.
Stories of quitting the CCP at San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. Falun Gong practitioners in San Francisco have been exposing the persecution of the practice to Chinese tourists at Fisherman's Wharf since 2013. Close to 42,000 Chinese people from all walks of life have chosen to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations at this popular tourist spot. One day, a middle-aged Chinese man listened to a practitioner's speech from a public address system for a while and then approached a display board to read it. A practitioner gave him a card with information about how to break through the CCP's internet blockade. He asked the practitioner if the information on the display was all true. The practitioner answered yes and told him her own personal experience with the persecution. She further explained the CCP's self-immolation hoax and how the CCP was harvesting organs from a large number of living Falun Gong practitioners. The man kept nodding his head. The practitioner asked him, "Have you heard about the quitting the three communist organizations? The CCP is doomed. Don't be buried with it. Have you quit these organizations?" The man said he hadn't. He was a member of the Communist Party and a police officer. The practitioner suggested, "Would you like to quit using a nickname?" He happily agreed. Looking at his nickname, he said, "It's a great name. Yes, please quit for me using this name. I have finally learned how wicked the CCP is. I will quit my job as a police officer when I return to China." Mr. Han, a volunteer who helps the Chinese tourists withdraw from the communist organizations, recounted that when the truth clarification at Fisherman's Wharf was first established, many Chinese tourists weren't friendly toward Falun Gong practitioners due to influence by the CCP's slanderous propaganda. Some Chinese tourists even cursed at Falun Gong practitioners. However, many are now accepting Falun Gong flyers. Some have shouted out, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Mr. Han said that some tour guides had misunderstandings about Falun Gong at first. They used to prevent their tour groups from talking to practitioners, but they eventually saw how compassionate Falun Gong practitioners were and changed their attitudes. Some tour guides now greet practitioners every time they see them, and some lead their groups to restaurants close to Falun Gong practitioners so that their tourists can have a chance to get Falun Gong information.
Montevideo, Uruguay. Primary school kids practice Falun Dafa daily. A state school in Montevideo, the capital city of Uruguay, has implemented the daily practice of Falun Dafa with the aim of preventing violence and improving school performance and better cooperation among students. Falun Dafa is an integrated discipline of meditation and gentle exercises that stresses the values of truthfulness, benevolence, and forbearance to improve both body and mind. Originally from China, it is currently practiced in more than 100 countries. Since March 2016, this state primary school of Montevideo has implemented a project to build a culture of peaceful coexistence. Each teacher contributed to the project, bringing something to put into practice in each classroom. Mrs. Quartino, who teaches sixth grade, learned Falun Dafa in January this year. After experiencing its profound mental and physical benefits, she decided that her contribution to the school's project would be to teach Falun Dafa to her students, and eventually the whole school joined in. Mrs. Quartino's students started doing the exercises daily in the school courtyard after lunch and right before the afternoon classes. After a few weeks, all the other students in the school wanted to join in, so now almost the entire school does the exercises daily. The headmistress said they benefited not only physically but spiritually. They breathe and relax and come to the classroom focused and with a good attitude. As Mrs. Quartino wrote for her project, "Peace in society cannot exist where there is violence, and the place to start a transformation is within us." So this project aims at developing peaceful coexistence, where respect, communication, listening, and fair treatment can be achieved. These kids had serious concentration problems and were violent in the classroom. "The changes they've made are soul-stirring," marveled the school inspector. The students say that now that they settle conflicts by talking and discussing, because as they put it, they understand each other better and no one gets hurt anymore. One sixth grader said, "Before, everyone was bad-tempered, but now we are calmer." Another student reflected, saying, "If he misbehaves, I must tolerate it." Falun Dafa and its principles of truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance has helped promote a healthy atmosphere of tolerance and participation in the school. This, in turn, has fostered the students' learning and development. It has also opened up a door for the children to experience peace, self-control, and confidence.
Japan, exposing the Chinese regime's crimes against Falun Gong. A series of activities were held recently in Japan, exposing the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong and calling for justice. Falun Gong practitioners in Tokyo held a protest in front of the Chinese embassy on August 25th, calling attention to the CCP's denial of Falun Gong practitioner Mr. Wang Jiwen's travel overseas. On August 28th, practitioners in Kyoto collected signatures from the public on a petition calling for justice against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the CCP who is responsible for starting the persecution. In Tokyo, Mr. Kunio Sato, director of the Quitting the CCP Service Center, recounted the tortures that Mr. Wang Jiwen had been subjected to while unlawfully imprisoned for 16 years, and urged CCP officials to cease their involvement in the persecution. The signature collection in Kyoto received great support. Citizens signed the petition and encouraged practitioners to persevere. People condemned the CCP's appalling crime of harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners and offered to help spread the word. Tourists from other countries, including China, also signed the petition. One Chinese man had heard about the persecution before and immediately signed to support Falun Gong. A young Chinese woman also signed without hesitation and told practitioners, "Keep up the good work." Practitioners in Nagoya collected signatures on a criminal report petition against Jang at the Damitsuri Dance Festival on August 27th and 28th. Crowds of people were attracted to Nagoya for Damitsuri, the largest dance festival in the region. While raising awareness, Falun Gong practitioners collected more than 1,200 signatures on a criminal report petition against Jiang Zemin. The number of signatures collected in Japan has reached 170,000 by the end of July.
Northeast India. May Falun Dafa continue to flourish and make the world a better place. May Falun Dafa continue to flourish and make the world a better place, wrote a young Catholic nun in a letter to two Falun Dafa practitioners who presented several exercise instruction sessions to her 2,100 students in a remote area in northeast India in July. Bringing information to the hills of northeast India, two practitioners stayed in northeast India for 4 weeks. The region is currently one of India's states, but many locals do not identify as Indians. Indeed, their facial features, traditional cultures, and languages could probably be traced to the Mongolian race. Although traditionally the people were fierce warriors, they are amiable by nature and highly hospitable to visitors. They consider the safety, security, and satisfaction of their guests as a matter of honor and prestige. The practitioners experience their openness and hospitality in many ways. Until now, there haven't been any practitioners clarifying the truth about Falun Dafa to people in the region. Almost everyone accepted flyers given out by the practitioners, and some read them on the spot. The practitioners not only reached out to many people on the streets, but also met government officials, human rights lawyers, social activists, principals and vice principals of college and schools, members of Rotary clubs, and a medical doctor. The day after their arrival in the capital, the practitioners held a press conference, which was attended by reporters from 5 local newspapers and 1 TV station. The results were encouraging. 3 newspapers published articles about Falun Dafa, 2 in English and 1 in a local language. Presenting Falun Dafa in schools. Beginning in the second week, the practitioners presented Falun Dafa in 3 schools, 1 public school associated with the Baptist Church and 2 private Catholic schools. After meeting with the practitioners in the morning, the principals were eager for the practitioners to show the exercises to some 60 students in classes 5 and 6. In order to talk about the persecution in a way that the children could easily understand, relate to, and empathize with, one of the practitioners brought banners of many paintings from the Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition. In all 3 schools, the children's reactions to the paintings impressed the practitioners. Even if some students were at times slightly restless during the exercises due to heat, overcrowded space, no electricity for the microphone, or hunger before the lunch break, as soon as the practitioner started talking about the suffering and the injustice in China, the students became very attentive. Some even had tears in their eyes. When the practitioners came back a week later to present Falun Dafa to more students at the same public school, they were greeted with students smiling and saying Falun Dafa is good. The practitioners taught the exercises and talked about Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, and the persecution to several hundred students from all grade levels. Some 2,000 students from nursery to class 12 subsequently learned about truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, learned the Falun Dafa exercises, and became aware of the persecution in China. The principal of a Catholic girls' school wrote in her appreciation letter, "I wish Falun Dafa all the very best in all its future endeavors. May it continue to flourish and make the world a better place to live."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.